be talking to in a little while tonight in our school special for Monterey Tech of Frankston. This is David Cassidy opening up the show with the puppy song at 7:30. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the easy.
Dreams are nothing more than wishes, and wishes just a dream.
Thank you.
be sure. Talking to David pretty soon in our school special tonight.
DKFM.
David, it's nice to see you back in Australia. Welcome along to our school special show tonight. Tell me, you've had a retirement, right? Never really got into that, but what are you doing recording-wise now?
Just probably nothing, but I'm drought, so to speak. I was trying to get out of my deal with my old record company, and I just this week signed a deal with RCA.
And what sort of material will you be putting down with RCA? Have you thought about it?
Yeah, as a matter of fact, I'm just in the middle of thinking about it now, you know. Have been for the last, I suppose, week or so, since it's become a reality. Whatever I do, it will be different, you know, and it'll be at least different for me.
Writing your own material?
Some.
Earlier in the year, when you were here, you stated that you wanted to opt out of the image you're in, or being put into. Do you think this is going to be hard to do?
Well, it's not going to be hard for me to do what I want to do. I think it's going to be a hard road for me, in as much as public acceptance is concerned. I think a lot of folks want to stick you into a bag and want to put you into a space that, you know, it's easy for them to identify. Oh yeah, you know, chocolate is sweet, and David Cassidy is this, or so-and-so is that, you know. They want to, that's the trouble, you know, music is so categorized. You're this, or you're that, or you're this, or you're that. And I am going to try to free myself from that, you know.
What were the reasons for opting out of your other image?
Well, it was a totally manufactured, you know, prefabricated kind of thing. It was something that I was an actor involved in a television series where I played a young, you know, I don't even know how to describe it, young Americana, I don't even know how to describe what it was originally, what the concept was, but I was a young, clean-cut, young American lad, and they sort of, I suppose, capitalized upon that, using the television show and through various forms of the media. It was just a money-making sort of snowballing process. And it consequently, it was a misrepresentation of who I really was. And it's unfortunate in some respects, unfortunate in others, you know. I think what works for you can often work against you. And I'm sure it's going to play true.
We saw a sad thing happen with Davy Jones of the Monkees. She was capitalized on and ripped off all along the line. Did this happen to you?
No. As a matter of fact, because of that experience, it was with the same company. I came out of it very well. Through no other reason or other than the fact that I had a flaw in my contract with the company, and after the first year, we discovered that I was too young at the time. I found out I was 20 and had to be 21, and I didn't have a co-signer on my contract. Consequently, my contract was invalid.
Right.
So I went back and I renegotiated my contract, and, you know, I'd already taken off and they couldn't let me go, and, you know, it was just the most opportune.
Do you think you let the telly series go on a bit long, Dave?
I felt it went on too long for me, but I mean, you know, it was just because I was just very stagnant, you know. I mean, it was just very kind of boring after a while.
In my bed, screaming out the words I dread. I think I love you.
15-minute special. This is David Cassidy on 3KZN.
David, where will you record? Have you made up your mind? Los Angeles or London, somewhere like that?
It'll probably be in America, I don't know, to be honest with you. It depends on who I'm recording with, when. If I record with a producer or something who is based in L.A. and lives in L.A., or I record with someone, let's say, I've got some friends that live outside of L.A., and one of which who lives in Colorado, and maybe, there are a couple of good studios there, Caribou being one of them. I'll see. It depends on what you're doing, and each studio and each producer, has a different way of doing things, and there's a purpose for doing it in a different place, And depending upon what I do, I'm sure it'll be suitable.
In other words, by signing up with RCA, you're getting a pretty free hand.
Yeah, the record company I was involved with, not only didn't they care about me, but didn't know who I was, and didn't want to know who I was, because they at the time did not build artists. They just make single records. That's their whole thing.
Mm.
I think other than the fact that I think they had 7 or 8 gold albums, but other than that, I don't think they ever had a gold album. They never sold albums. So it was a situation that was just unworkable for me. And we didn't see eye to eye at all, creatively or uncreatively, as it was at the time, I suppose. But I just was very, very, very unhappy. And consequently, I haven't made an album really in a year. I made a live album in London just to get out of the commitment. I owed them. And that's what that was.
You must be feeling happy with that album.
The live album?
No?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well, it was a compromise, It was something I didn't want to do. I think live albums in general are very... They're cheap, because you can go and record your old hits, and you can do it in one night. And I think the merit of that album is the fact that it is raw, and it is real, and there was no overdubbing, really, on it. It was just there. I overdubbed a couple of girls' voices where they were lost at one point because of the truck. There were kids jumping in the truck, and I don't know, something happened. But the raw power, I think, of that LP, as I've listened to it, I think, once since I finished it, I felt that it was an honest representation of what the show was all about. I mean, it was very intense, and, musically, I don't think it was that interesting. Usually live albums are the greatest hit albums for artists and record companies to make money and capitalize on artists' old hits. It doesn't take any creativity really to do that.
Yeah.
is a rock and roll medley for the Cassidy Live LP from David Cassidy. I'm 3KZ in our school special show.
School special, this is David Cassidy on 3KZ.
How about TV, David? You see anything coming up in the future?
No.
No, not interested.
Well, the only thing I see coming in the future is this thing tomorrow night.
King of Pop Awards. What about films?
Yeah, that's really active. I've been reading a lot and, you know, looking for something. I just don't want to get myself into a situation where I'm unhappy and I would much prefer to work, not work and wait until the right thing comes along.
David, when you were in New Zealand and Elton John did a stint with you at the Auckland Town Hall, he expressed that he'd like to do a session with you. Do you think there's a possibility that you might perform with Elton or any other musician?
I'd say it's a possibility, yeah. You know, I mean, he's a friend of mine, and I don't see him too often. I saw him, I guess, about 2 weeks ago, you know, at dinner and so forth. But, you know, my goal is not to just surround myself with other folks, musical folks, that are going to, I don't know, throw another light on me. I think it has to come from within myself, and, you know, I think that if one has the tools, then, you know, I think you really got it. And you got it, you know. I believe that.
In America, is it possible for you to go to other people's concerts without any hassles?
Well, I mean, of course, I could go see, Carlos Montoya. I'm sure that there are certain artists I can go to jazz.
I mean, like the Burleys or somebody like that.
Oh, I'm kidding. You know, I mean, you sit in the audience and it's, you know, I mean, it's that outside. Because, I mean, essentially, the same folks are going to see them.
Yeah.
See me, you know.
Thank you. Samsonine, but we have it.
School special, this is David Cassidy on 3KZ.
I believe you're on a farm in Hawaii, is that right?
On a farm in Hawaii? No.
No?
I own farmland in Hawaii.
Farmland in Hawaii?
Yeah, but I don't have a farm.
Okay. You have a house there?
No. Nope. Just land, you know. I rent a house on another island.
Yeah.
But the land I have, I guess eventually I'm going to go over and build it when I get some time.
Do you spend much time there?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
How do you pass the time these days now that there's no more of these big tours?
It depends, really. It depends upon what, you know, I mean, I raise horses. My interest in it has become really largely invested in that. And I think that now, when I get out of Australia, when I get out of going to Hawaii, I'm going to go back and concentrate on making another album and reading a lot, you know.
Yeah. And trying to get into films.
Well, not trying to get into films, just trying to find something that's worth doing, you know. Yeah. I could have done 12 films already, and since I, you know, stopped working, and it would have been worth nothing, you know. So I just really am looking for something that has some style and is unusual and is good. It's worthwhile.
Your biggest number one hit here in Australia was Cherish, when it came out about 1970. How did you come to record that? You remember? It's a while now. I might be taking you back a bit far.
Yeah, I think it was just sort of on a whim that we did it, you know?
Because it was an old hit for the Association.
The Association, yeah. It's a good record, too.
Yeah.
I didn't like mine as much as theirs. I thought theirs was
But yours went to number one here, I don't think.
Oh, yeah, it was number one, I mean, everywhere.
Yeah.
But it was a very successful thing, but it wasn't, I don't know, I don't think it was as good as the original. I was caught up in the West Farrell syndrome at the time and doing old people fits, and I hate to, you know, doing that.
Thanks, David. It's been great, man.
Sure.
Look forward to seeing you again.
There you have it, David Cassidy in our school special tonight on 3KZ. Hope you enjoyed our little talk with David, and that he will be coming back to Australia soon. Keep your fingers crossed.
See the funny little clown. See the puppet on the string. Mind him up. Give him candy and he'll dance. Be certain not to see his funny face is real. Step right up and see him, folks. Couldn't you die at all his jokes? Couldn't you cry?
will sing, give him candy, he will dance, but be certain not to feel if his funny face is real.
Deborah Cassidy, who we were talking to tonight.